Sorry. My presentation is about local health departments. So local health departments and their informatics capacities in a landscape that is changing, basically. Changing because of a lot of developments. And I'm going to talk about those developments. I would like to acknowledge my co-contributors to this presentation. By the way, it's very hard to do a qualitative, like a presentation within 15 minutes if you are doing a qualitative research. But luckily, we have completed our manuscript. So I brought the manuscript with me. If you need to see some quotes which give the authenticity, you know, which would make it authentic kind of qualitative research, you can feel free. You feel free to come and talk to me, and I'll show you some of the actual quotes and some more details that I couldn't cover. Okay, so J.P. Leiter, Carmen Williams, Akriti Gupta, and Brian Castarucci are the co-authors or co-contributors in this one. Okay, no relationships to disclose, and let's get right into the background and introduction. So one of the recent studies showed that when local health departments are asked, what are some of the strategies you adopt to address the impact of budget cuts? 59% of them said that they use informatics to be more efficient. And so that was a finding that was, you know, one of the main things we found. So that's a study that myself and my colleagues, including Dr. Leiter, just published this year, earlier on. Health informatics capacity and use are critical for local health departments in the changing, as I said, changing landscape of public health. So what are some of those changes? You know, I'll spend maybe a couple of minutes on that slide. So because there's a lot of detail on that slide. So there are, and you feel free to ask questions after, you know, for any of these trends, because we just actually published an article on the new trends in public health and public health workforce's knowledge about this. There is a special issue of Journal of Public Health Management and Practice that was launched this at this conference, and is basically that highlights this research about trends. But anyway, budget cuts and reductions in workforce, that's one. Health departments are required to do more with less resources, money, time, and they are, as I said, required to do more. Why are they required to do more? Because there are other trends, such as there is a call to integrate public health and healthcare. We all know healthcare and public health used to be different things. You know, initially, some people who are not into any of the two, they think they are the same. Then when you are into one of them, you say, oh no, they are the enemies. You know, we are healthcare. Those lowly public health people cannot be like us. And I think public health probably thinks the same way. So there is an advisory panel by IOM, Institute of Medicine, that actually published a report suggesting that for any of these two to become more efficient, they have to work with each other. And so all of a sudden, there are grants and there are like initiatives to integrate. In order to integrate healthcare, public health, you have to have informatics capacities. And that's that could be a paper in itself, or many papers, but in a nutshell, you need health informatics capacities. Okay, improved bio and disease surveillance because of 9/11, H1N1, other health threats. Health departments are basically having to deal with unexpected threats, and therefore to collect data and do the right, efficient, on-the-fly disease surveillance is important. Okay. Regionalization and cross-jurisdictional sharing is another trend in public health. And that means if you don't have economies of scale, you are to join forces, join hands with others to create those. So that's another one. That's just a brief thing, but we have a manuscript accepted on regionalization, and we have published in the past. Increased evidence-based decision-making. In other words, when you want to be efficient, you got to make decisions based on data and information. And those decisions are going to be more impactful. And where is the evidence going to come from? Evidence is going to come from the data and information sources. Then health in all policies is a phenomena or a philosophy wherein it's proposed that in order to make public health more efficient, they have to start upstream, working with the social determinants of health. Therefore, all sector policies are going to affect the people's health. And therefore, if you want to work with other sectors, you have to have informatics capacity. Okay, and big data, meaning there are large amounts of data coming health departments with. If they don't have a way to harness it, then how can they make use of it, and they can't be efficient. It's more time than I wanted to spend, but I think it makes sense to give you that background. I'll be quick. So purposes, you will know what the purposes are once I show it. So basically, it's what's the nature, purpose of data used by health departments, the kind of data uses, interoperability, and impact of Affordable Care Act. So methods, it was a qualitative study. Basically, really large qualitative study. So most of you who have done the qualitative study, you would know 49 key informant interviews, 1 hour or longer. It's a large amount of information. And so it was collected and coded using InVivo 10. And other details I can basically share with you if you are more interested in, for example, intercoder reliability details and those kind of things. Okay, so the first theme. So there are about three or four themes that I included. There are many, but they cannot be handled within this time frame. How much time do I have?
We're about halfway through.
Great. Okay, so data uses. Local health department named 24 different data use purposes. Most of them collected information or desired to collect information at a level of granularity that allows them to understand small patterns, like it allows them to unmask the patterns of inequalities. And assessment, community health assessment included, was the second most, but disease surveillance was the most important reason for health department to, or the most important purpose or most common purpose. Disease investigation was also a related one. Here is a quick view. Although I'm against creating frequencies out of qualitative data, but for a presentation, this is probably the best way to show you the priorities. So if you can't read it, I'll read some of those. Surveillance, assessment, disease investigation, quality improvement, immunization information, environmental public health data needs, MCH programs, planning decisions. All of these required data, and these are in the order of priority, the uses of data. I'm going to skip this. This is a quote about the use of data for disease surveillance. Then, there was another question. What kind of data sets are maintained by local health department? Like, not only used, but they maintain them. Registries, state-developed data, surveillance systems, communicable disease data, food safety, patient characteristics, vital records, WIC, and so forth were the kind of data sets or data systems maintained by health departments. There were other data sets that were used by local health departments, and there is a long list, including vital records, WIC, emergency preparedness, environmental information, census data. I have done some work on linkage of data, and I know many of the health departments talked about linking some of these data sets to get new information. Like, information that is not available individually from the information system. And that's where the interoperability things come in. Like if the data systems don't talk to each other, then it's very hard to link them and, you know, use them together. Okay, so interoperability. What is interoperability? Interoperability means rather than giving you a very scientific definition, by interoperability people mean that one or more data systems are collected using standards in a way that they can be used together. They can talk to one or more information systems, data systems can talk to each other without human intervention, meaning they can actually be combined and used together. So the most basic thing is having same coding standards and so forth. Health departments, when asked about interoperability, out of 49, 7 said they had fully interoperable system. Now after this, we conducted a nationwide sample survey, and results were similar about interoperability. We had about 650 health departments in our sample, and we did a quantitative survey. That's a separate study. Some of the challenges. So 30 LSDs or local health departments said that their systems were not interoperable. 12 said their systems were partially interoperable. Okay, challenges were mostly related to training of staff, but resistance to change, lack of funding, and having older systems that are hard to get rid of. And here it is in the form of a table just for your viewing pleasure, but I'm going to move on. Okay, and here is a quote about interoperability. They say, well, right now, information systems don't talk to one another, and they talked about the reason to display this is to give you a little bit quick flavor about why, what happens if there is no interoperability. What happens is that there is repetition about things, and that leads to inefficiencies. And as I read repetitive, so they are being repetitive in entering the data. For example, demographic data is same for their clients, but they keep entering it in different. Okay, and there are some other quotes. So I'm not going to read both. The first one is the issue is that there is a. So I'm just going to read the red words and I'll explain to you. Got it? Thank you. So training is an issue, like why interoperability is hard to accomplish. But staff training is an issue, budget constraints, and it's good to have integrated systems, but it requires all this, and it's hard to retain staff. Like once you have trained the staff, they get higher paying jobs in other industries. So how do you keep them? Okay, then Affordable Care Act. Next we asked health departments, you know, there is a lot of talk about Affordable Care Act having very clear impacts on informatics in the healthcare industry. So our question was, does Affordable Care Act impact in any way health departments' informatics capacity or their use? So most of the health departments, 29 out of 49, said no effect. And those that said some effect, they said their staff was motivated to do more with electronic health records. And 8 said that it had motivated health their staff or their health department to do population-based surveillance. So just to give you a little bit of flavor of the kind of changes that Affordable Care Act has brought to health departments. And then there was some variation by type of governance of local health department, like whether they are state-governed or locally governed, and also by the size of population. I didn't include a lot of stuff about it, but just as a reminder, I included this. But in our study, we saw there was wide variation based on their scale and type of governance. Okay, some quotes about Affordable Care Act I'm going to skip through. And come to the conclusion, so I'll take my last 2 minutes. Okay, so some conclusions that we drew were that there are constraints, but having good high capacity informatics systems in by local health departments is very critical in the post Affordable Care Act era, and the other developments associated with it. About 8 of them I mentioned to you in the background. All of them makes it critical. Then LHDs use data for a variety of purposes, but if you don't recall, just quickly, surveillance and assessment and disease investigation and quality improvement and immunization information gathering were among the most common uses. And most health departments lacked informatics capacities necessary to remain relevant. As we saw, electronic health records, only a few percent had used. Interoperability was only, there were only like 7 out of 49 that were totally interoperable. So they lacked the capacity and the desirable features. But modern public health landscape is characterized by scarce resources, and I have done a lot of work on scarcity of resources. Like one of my main research has been impact of recession on health departments. So we saw that health departments lost budgets wave after, like we asked them every 6 months, and every 6 months they reported, yes, we lost budget last time, but this time again we lost budget. Like every year they lost budget. Okay, so finally, got it. Interoperable systems were rare, we already talked about, and lack of interoperability has serious consequences. We talked about those consequences. And for a better uptake of the informatics, funding, training, and good partnership is required. Health departments can take advantage of the opportunity that healthcare itself has invested heavily in health informatics solutions. And those solutions should be available relatively cheaply to health departments because they are already developed. And so they can take advantage of those systems. And that's the end of my presentation. And there are references I left in case people wanted to go to some of those. So thank you.